Game Preview is brought to you by COTG and Xerox Company.
Welcome to Chicago Bears Network Studios at Hallis Hall. I'm Larry Mayer, joined by Tom Thayer. And Tom, coming off a tough loss, the Bears go to New England to face Bill Belichick and the Patriots. What's the greatest challenge for the Bears offense going against a Belichick-coached defense?
You got to be prepared for anything, because Bill Belichick is the type of defensive coordinator that will take his perceived weakness and attack it repeatedly. And that's the case here. Whether you're talking about getting the big body of Vince Wilfork moved in the middle or trying to take advantage of some injuries at the second and third level, that's what the Bears have to do, because the Bears are going to play the New England defense, but the Bears have a very good offense, and they have to get the best out of them, and they have to come out there and make sure that every one of their options are weapons, that they're not taken out of the offense, not taking away from their plan, that every one of these guys go to New England with the opportunity to succeed.
Let's look at the other side of the ball now, and for one of the very few times, you won't be the most famous Tom in the building. Bears going against Tom Brady. What do you see of Tom Brady at this point in his career?
Poise, intelligence. He understands what his weapons are and how to use them best, how to make sure that he creates matchups during the cadence to best fortify his offense performance down the field. He'll run the ball when he needs to run the ball. His feet are good enough to get out of harm's way. He's not going to run away from anybody. So I do think, as great as Tom Brady has been throughout his career, I think it's a great challenge for the Bears defense, because when you talk about a stationary target like some of them they face this season and Matt Ryan and such, they've really been able to pressure the quarterback, and I still think the opportunity is going to be there for the defense to pressure Tom Brady.
I think it will be too, but he gets the ball out of his hands so quickly, it's really a challenge there. If you're a defensive coordinator going against him, do you blitz him to try to get rid of the ball, or do you just play back in coverage and rely on your defensive line to get there?
I try to keep the line of scrimmage as confusing as possible, because I don't think you want Tom Brady to come to the line of scrimmage and settle exactly into what the defense is going to give you, and then that's when you put him on the attack. If you make him go through the thinking process until the ball is snapped, and then the other 10 guys have to think also, we talked about the changes up front in the offensive line. You're going to challenge their mental capacity to compute changes within an instant. So now, is it Tom Brady or the other 10 guys you want to challenge? And I think that's the key, is make Tom Brady think to the snap of the ball, but challenge the thinking ability of the rest of his players.
Seems like a daunting challenge going into New England, like you mentioned, but the Bears are 3-1 on the road and 0-3 at home. How do you explain that?
I don't know. I think you look at the teams they have, they played on the road. You know, there was inconsistencies in San Francisco at the quarterback position, inconsistencies at the quarterback position with the Jets, and even a stationary target in Atlanta. So I think that's the similarities to what you're going to see this week and from the quarterback position. But New England is a great home team. And I think the Bears, they don't have any fear of going on the road, maybe away from their home crowd, in the buses, in the locker room by themselves, gives them the chance to create the camaraderie they need to go out and have a big road win.
Tom, this is the part of the show where we fire up the fireplace and we listen to you tell a great story. I know you have some great stories about New England. My favorite memory, of course, is the Super Bowl victory on January 26, 1986. But what do you got for New England?
Well, you know, two opposite ends of the spectrum. The Super Bowl game was great, and it was so exciting. But I'm from Joliet, Illinois, and to get a chance to play with the Chicago Bears and being part of a Super Bowl victory and what that means to the city of Chicago, that was by far the best moment. But then also my last game of my NFL career, I was playing for the Miami Dolphins, and we were playing the New England Patriots. And I was on the field playing, and I knew that I didn't want to play football anymore. And it's a really hard thing to compute when you're in uniform with shoulder pads and helmet playing against the other guys, knowing that you don't want to play football anymore. You know, you talk about two opposite ends of the spectrum, living the life of a Super Bowl victory and living the life knowing when it's over for you. And it was all with the New England Patriots.
Great stuff as always, Tom. That's why you're the best. He's Thayer. I'm Mayer. Thanks for joining us on Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG and Xerox Company.